I want to start this morning telling you a little bit about my life back BP. That's before Penny. And she can tell you this because when we moved from Bowling Green to here, I threw away two or three boxes of trophies and stuff. I used to shoot competition archery. When you shoot competition archery, there are certain things that you have to do if you're going to be any good anyway. You know, one of them is you have to take aim, and you have to specify. You have to, when you come in and you set, you tune out everything else. I don't care who's talking. I don't care what's going on. You have tuned that out. You forgot that. You're steady. You're eyeing up your sights, and you're focusing. And if I focused, I wouldn't focus just on hitting that window. I would focus on hitting that black spot in the eye on that window. You focus on a specific thing, such as the why on a bear aspirin. Yeah, I shot bear aspirins at 20 yards. You focus on the white hair on that deer's shoulder, or the black hair on whatever it is. You focus on something specific. Otherwise, you're going to miss. And I tell you this. We as a church have forgot what we're about, and we're not focusing on what we need to be. And we need to come back together and realize what we're about and aim in our focus on what we are to be about. But before we could do that, we have to know, what are we to be about? Like before I would let an arrow go, I had to focus on that spot and pick out what I want to hit. What are we supposed to be focusing on? I'm glad you asked that question, Gary. Matthew 28, Jesus told us what to focus on. He told his disciples that it has not changed. He said, go. Notice that thing, go. That don't mean sit here. Not till I get through the message anyway. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Our mission is to go and make disciples for Jesus Christ. It's to go and teach other people how to worship the triune God. It's to go and tell them what Jesus Christ has done for us and how he has made us new creatures, as Dave put, made us new people because of our faith in him. We do this by telling other people. Now, if you want to get down to brass tacks within that magic book we got called the United Methodist Church Discipline, it says that the church's mission is to go make disciples for the transformation of the world. Just as we teach that when we accept Jesus Christ, people are then new creatures. They're transformed. We think that the more people that can be transformed by Jesus Christ, the more the world will be transformed and become a better place, if you will. Now, notice what we say. Now, we need to point this out because we get caught up in this many times. We say God's love is what transforms us, right? We didn't say anything about politics transforming us, or political parties, or a certain president, or a certain law, or the way a court may rule, or even a certain denomination. We say God's love transforms us. And that love can be shown through the Holy Spirit working, through something you may do for them or whatever, but it's through God. He's the active agent, not us. Think back to Pentecost. Remember, we celebrated Pentecost just a couple of weeks ago. And at Pentecost, during that, I'll call it the inaugural sermon of the church, Acts says Peter stood up, but actually all the apostles stood up, and they all were speaking in different tongues, and they all gave basically the same message. That message is they told the people about Jesus Christ. They told what he had done. They told how he'd been crucified. Then they told how he had been resurrected and how he had came to save people. And then they said, you know what they said then? What must we do, men of Galilee? And you remember the answer? Repent and be baptized for the forgiveness of sin. Repent and be baptized for the forgiveness of sins. That was the first mission, if you will, of the church. And 3,000 people came to know God that day, it says. 3,000 people. They took aim. They'd done what they were supposed to do. And they accomplished their mission on that day by 3,000 people coming to know Jesus Christ. And the church went from 120 or so to 3,000 in a matter of 30 minutes or so. Wow. Here's the point. The mission of the church then has now was to make disciples of Jesus Christ. Not to fight over theology. Did you hear? Not to fight over theology. As important as theology is, and it is important, the purpose of the church is to make disciples of Jesus Christ. Yes, we have to take our theology seriously, but not at the sake of our mission. Back years ago, and Pat's going to know some of this, I had an uncle named Uncle Clyde. And Uncle Clyde had a place in the middle of nowhere called Duet, and it was a pasture. And every Thanksgiving, my daddy had seven brothers and sisters, every Thanksgiving, all the brothers and sisters and their family would go to Uncle Clyde's for Thanksgiving. And everybody would bring a dish and all this stuff, and we got to do fun stuff, like we got to go quail hunting that morning, and we'd eat the quail for Thanksgiving dinner. And it was a big time, everybody party and everything else. Well, that was the only time I went to Uncle Clyde's, basically. But there come a time when we went to Uncle Clyde's on another day. And on this particular day, everybody met, just like it was Thanksgiving, if you would. But we were there to do something else. He was draining the camp house so he could stay down and work there on the weekends, and he had to fix his cow pen so he could sell his cows. So we went down, and that morning we were doing all the work, and the ladies come down about noon, and we broke for lunch, and it was a good lunch again. And I think lunch went on and on about 2 hours. Everybody was having fun. I mean, that's what we did at Uncle Clyde's. And then somebody stood up and said, "Well, boys, this ain't getting that roof finished or them cow fins fixed. Let's go." We had to be reminded what we were there for. We need to remind ourselves what we're here for, to make disciples. Yes, it's nice to come together. It's good to have the fellowship. It's good to have the singing and the praises. It's good to hear how God works in our lives. It encourages us. But the mission is to go make disciples of Jesus Christ. Has the church forgotten what its mission is? Do we need to focus in? Do we need to aim in again on what we're supposed to be about? Have the distractions taken us away from our mission? Have we made winning the argument of the distraction our mission rather than making disciples for Jesus Christ? And if we've got any mission other than making disciples for Jesus Christ, it's your mission yourself. It's not God's. God's is to go and tell other people about Jesus Christ. Now, I'm going to tell you something else that happens in the church today. Many people are going to tell you that, well, you know, I can't really talk that good about Jesus to my neighbor. So, you know, that's the preacher's job. Or the paid staff's job. Or, you know, that's the volunteer that volunteers. It's their job to tell people about Jesus Christ, not mine. Well, guess what? That's not what Scripture says. In fact, look at Ephesians 4 when Paul was writing to the Ephesian church. He's writing here about the pastors and the apostles. He says the pastor's job is to equip the saints. That's y'all. Equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ until all of us come to unity in faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ. In other words, it doesn't say the preacher's job is to go out and make disciples. It says he is to equip the saints so they can do the ministry. Equip the saints, let's put it, equip the congregation to go out and do the ministry that God has called us to do. Not to go do it himself, not that he can't do some of it. We're to train the congregation to tell others about Jesus Christ. We're to be a cheerleader for you. We're to be an encourager for you. We're to be a coach for the home team. You do the work of ministry along beside and with whoever your clergy may be. In other words, the church's mission of making disciples depends upon the congregation. And in the midst of all the debates and the distractions we have, we've forgotten to spread the good news of Jesus Christ and make disciples for him. Now, this is my opinion. In my opinion, we've allowed ourselves to be distracted, and one of the things we've been distracted about is, I'm going to use the broad term, okay, social justice. Many Methodist churches, especially within the Methodist church, have become very active for social justice. Guess what? Social justice is a good thing. Social justice is something we need to be working on. When I say social justice, it means having those that are incarcerated and are innocent, finding ways to get them out. It means helping people. It means trying to solve the immigration problem that may be going on. Getting people a working, living wage. All of those things would be considered social justice.